Our guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rose, president of U.S. Commodities. Looked like it was pretty much a general risk-on type of trading day here in the grain markets.
Yeah, you know, it really was. It was one of those that, you know, we worried here for 2 weeks about all the how high we were, all the negativeness. And then the drone attack on the Kremlin midweek really kind of changed the tone. Wheat, we're sitting there, big wheat shorts, and shot the wheat market up sharply. That was the leader throughout the week. And then started to worry about the Argentine crop, which we know is small, continuing to get smaller. Fears that maybe the yield 17 to 18 bushels an acre there. So, and then started to worry about the crop report next week. So it all added up to a technical buying risk on trade to end the week and kind of balance them back, these oversold conditions, Randy.
Well, that's what I was thinking. We needed some short covering anyway to, like you said, to correct that oversold condition.
Yeah, we just got, you know, and fundamentally, so technically we corrected that. Fundamentally, I think when you get close to $5 on new crop corn, we went to $5.12, and, you know, just getting too low. When you get close to $12.50 on November beans, just too low for this early in the season. And I think we had a lack of selling, and then some fundamental buying came into. Long growing season yet, Randy. We expect a lot of volatility this year just because we need to get a big crop out of the U.S. And Black Sea Corridor looks like that. Talks are going poorly in the week with those talks. Nothing solved, and both sides talking pretty negative as far as something happening. So we'll see. Talk that next week.
How about livestock? What happened there?
Well, you know, the big thing in the livestock, the hog market just continued to make a new lows here for the week. Thought it had something going, then it just torpedoed lower. And, you know, part of the reason is the cash market is just not moving up fast enough. A lot of liquidation going on in the hog industry by some really some big people. You know, it's kind of just anchoring the market, I think, from a psychology standpoint. And when you look over the cattle market, cash market feels like what we've talked, you know, 3 weeks ago, kind of topped in the cash, trying to move lower now. We'll see if the beef can hold together. Looks like maybe it has one more little push in here, and then we get the seasonal drop in the beef, too. So bottom line, the market was under some pressure in the cattle market this week. Look for cash cattle to be more steady next week.
Where do we go from here when we come back on Monday?
Well, I think when we come back on Monday, we're going to be talking what happens with the Ukraine export corridor. We're going to be watching our weather here, and then we're going to be watching the crop report at the end of the week, and that should give us some big direction, at least to start with.
Anything else we need to be talking about?
Well, I think, you know, keep your eye on the sky from a weather standpoint, see how plantings are going to go and the crop condition rating in the wheat area.
U.S. Commodities President Don Rose.